Hi everyone, Vincent here, and I just wanted to give you some January 2024 motivation. Now, whatever position you are in right now, you're probably not feeling your best, and that is why you are likely listening to my podcasts. But I'm here to tell you that 2024 can be the best year of your life, but it's going to have to come from within. Now, I can be with you through my podcasts. I can be with you via my audio coaching service, where I mean you can speak one-on-one, but I can't be with you every second of the day. And therefore, you're going to have to find some self-motivation. And I will try my hardest to kickstart that self-motivation for you to understand why you living your best life is going to be beneficial in so many ways. Now, maybe you're single right now. Maybe you want to try to get an ex back. Perhaps you want to try and find a new romantic partner. But are they really going to want to be with you in your current position, in your current state? What is your health and fitness like? Be honest. Could it be improved? I would suggest, but most of you would be answering yes, it could be improved. And therefore, you need to find that motivation from within yourself to improve your health and fitness every single day. Now, this doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to go to the gym. You can do all of the working that you need to do at home. Going on a daily walk will help you. You don't need an expensive gym membership to make sure you have a good level of health and fitness. This can be done from within. This doesn't cost any money. Now ask yourself whether or not you're in the best position you could be regarding your work life. Could you be climbing that ladder? Are you happy doing what you are right now? Could you even start your own business? Now, I'm not suggesting that you be reckless and doing things which could get you into some type of financial difficulty, but you need to be thinking about what you can do to improve yourself. And maybe starting a business is something which is realistic and manageable. You know, if you could do this, you might find this to be something even more rewarding than what you currently do right now. Now, perhaps you can't really think of a business idea, or maybe you just don't really want to start your own business. That's absolutely fine. But are you doing the best you could do within your work life? Like I said, could you be climbing that ladder? Or are you truly genuinely happy where you're at right now? You need to be improving in every single way to live the life you want to live. If you want to try to get an ex back or try and attract somebody new into your life, you need to be the type of person that they're going to be attracted to. You need to be the type of person that other people want to spend time with. Are your communication skills on point? Can you communicate effectively? Do you believe that you have a positive, stable mindset? Or do you need support to improve yourself in these regards? Maybe you need to improve yourself within your own creativity. Perhaps you recognize you're not really a creative person. Maybe you didn't realize that you had to be. Now, of course, everybody's different. You don't have to be a quote-unquote creative, but certainly having things that you do as a hobby or an interest are going to add more strings to your bow. You're going to increase your skill set. You're going to become more attractive. Now, if you want advice and support about how to try to increase the chance of you gaining this motivation moving forward and achieving and living the life that you want to live, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one by your unique specific situation. Lots of people know that I help people try and reattract an ex or find a new romantic partner, but not so many people realize that I also focus on life coaching. Now, these things do go hand in hand, but maybe you are in a happy relationship and this isn't why that you actually need the support. Maybe you need support in other areas of your life. I can help you with that as well. You know, I see myself as a motivator, as somebody who can be an accountability partner, somebody who can support you in many, many ways. So if you believe that speaking with me one-on-one could help you, then maybe you want to consider going to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Now, maybe you don't want to speak one-on-one with me, but you like the idea of a motivation club. Well, guess what? I have something called Motivation Club, and it's on my YouTube channel. If you go on my YouTube channel and look for the channel membership option, you will see how you can join Motivation Club for a very small monthly fee, which goes through YouTube. YouTube handles all of this in this regard. Once you become a member, you will instantly unlock more than 100 short videos where I aim to motivate you. I also upload these videos in a way that you can see them on the community tab if you are a member, or alternatively, you could search through them at your own leisure. Once you are a member, you will be able to see them. When you're not a member, they are not visible. So, whether you want to speak to me one-on-one, whether you want to become a member of Motivation Club, either of these options could help you live 2024 in the best way that you possibly can. I want you to be waking up early, making sure you live the day to the full, so that when you go to sleep at night, you can rest easy that you have done your very, very best. Making sure that you get enough sleep is absolutely vital. If you don't get enough sleep, this can affect your mental health, your energy levels, and make you a lot less productive. So I don't suggest that you go to bed ridiculously late and then sleep in and then don't get the most of your day. I'm not saying you have to go to bed at 8 p.m, but what I am saying is that you need to make sure you go to bed at a reasonable time and get up nice and early, living your life in the best way possible. During your day, I want you to make sure that you use your time effectively. Time management is something else that I discuss via my audio coaching service. And also, you might find some time management techniques within my Motivation Club content. These are things which, if you put together, you are more likely to live a happy, fulfilling life. If you get the basics right, this is when you can add on to it. What I'm saying right now is the first building block. It's the first element. It's not something that you're going to be using as your final destination. You know, this is the beginning. But you can't get from A to Z without going through B, C, D, and beyond. Everything goes in turn. You can't skip the important elements. So please don't try and take a shortcut, because taking shortcuts is not going to lead you to happiness. Maybe you're thinking, I don't care about this. I just want to get my ex back. Well, guess what? You can't unless you do this. Do you really think your ex is going to come back to you if you haven't got the basics in place? Think about it logically. Why would an ex, or anybody else for that matter, want to be with you if you are not an attractive option? If you don't have a stable mindset? If you can't communicate effectively? If you don't live your life productively? If you're not living in a way where you achieve everything that you could? Why would they come to you? Everybody has options. Nobody owes you a relationship. Nobody owes you because they want to feel sorry for you and therefore be connected to you romantically. You've got to become their best option. And this comes from within. If you don't believe in yourself, then why would anybody else believe in you? So remember that and recognize that. Because if you want your ex back, if you want to attract somebody new, but you can't be bothered to live your life in the right way, then you've got to ask yourself, why would they want to be with me? You know, maybe you're in a position where you were dumped and you think 24/7 about whether or not your ex is going to text you. And right now you're doing nothing else in between your thoughts. Well, guess what? If your ex texts you tomorrow, what's going to happen there? The conversation isn't going to last very long, because once they find out that you haven't moved forward with your life, and once they find out that you're not being productive, they're not going to stick around to find out anything else. You need to imagine that your ex might text you tomorrow, next week, next month. You need to imagine that you might meet the next love of your life tomorrow, next week, or next month. If you have these thoughts, you're going to be preparing in the right way. If you imagine that something great could come to you, but you need to be ready for it, then you will certainly be ready. So please don't waste time. Please don't behave in a way where you say, I'm going to start doing that tomorrow. Because guess what? Tomorrow never comes. January is a perfect time to kickstart your life. January is a wonderful time to set new goals, aims, and aspirations. Let me know in the YouTube comments what your New Year's resolutions are, so we can see for ourselves who has manageable, achievable, but also exciting goals that they are aiming for. You know, everybody is working together as a team, you could say, to try and push one another forward. And I'm trying to do that for you right now. So please waste no more time. don't take another second where you realize that you're not using your time productively, and instead start living your life to the full, achieving your goals, and becoming the version 2.0 of yourself that you need to be.